looking back. Swimming, swimming through the sea. Pure blue waters ahead of me. I look up. What do I see? A crab net hovering over me. My heartbeat quickens as the net gets closer. I stare silently, still and panicked. The net engulfs me, but I still stare. What shall I do? I sit there stumped, stupid, and silent, with no plan to pursue. No one around, no one to help, no one to save me as I rise up. Enclosed by the net, the thick rope serrates me. It grinds on my shell, putting grooves in its place. Maybe this is my fate. I feel like I'm going to faint. I can't believe I took the bait. Wait, wait, I need to escape. So like a lobster, I shuffle fast, trying to get out of this evil cast. I frantically try to flee, hoping and hoping that I will become free. How I wish I was small again. I could crawl and get out of this net. This net was never a threat when I was able to fit through the woven ropes. Compared to the gaps of this net, I am a big, big elephant. I'm a big blue whale. I'm a big, great white shark. The surface come nearer and nearer. The light and air become clearer and clearer. Who knows what will end my fear? I continue to rise, still trapped, still confined, still about to be pulled up and eaten alive. The net digs into my shell, and it feels like a jackhammer jabbing and jutting at me. How I wish I was small again. But with great size comes great advantages, too. I hold up my dangerous claws that have razor-sharp edges. I thought of an idea to cope with this crisis. I'll cut the ropes and set myself free. Yay! A spark of hope shimmered inside of me. I claw, clip, and chew at the net as I fret because I knew this net was a threat. The rope becomes weaker. The rope becomes thinner. The rope becomes easier and easier to tear. But the rope won't give in. The rope won't completely break. The rope won't separate. The rope won't give me a chance to escape. Then, I find a hole near the top. Hopefully, hopefully, I can fit through that spot. I crawl along the edges of this woven web until I reach the top, where the hole is just wide enough for me to fit in. I squeeze through, then whoosh, I was free, slowly descending to the seabed below me. Even though my big size was what I always dreamed of, that big size wouldn't have saved me from challenges. Challenges like this one. I was lucky to find that hole. Otherwise, who knows where I would go? I reached the sand, the grainy, great, glistening sand. It's very soothing to my many, many legs. Then, like a book, I continue on. Learning and gaining wisdom as life goes on. Swimming, swimming through the sea. Pure blue waters ahead of me. I look up. What do I see? Nothing but a peaceful sea all around me. So the theme of this was treasure the present because later on you will look back and regret not living in the moment.